Hello, and welcome to the last session of Section 3. This session is about how to write songs while you're still learning the craft, using the things that you are learning along the way to create original works. Writer's block strikes for a variety of reasons. Over the past 10 years, I've gradually become convinced that one of the biggest causes of writer's block is that songwriting is such an open-ended and vague task. There are simply too many creative choices, and they are paralyzing at times. So given the task, write a song of any length on any topic using any instruments at all, how do you even begin to get started? You could drown in the possibilities. Creative restrictions really come to our rescue here, because restricting your resources as a creator gives you a limited set of options to choose from, and that may sound like a negative thing at first, but in actual practice, limiting your materials really helps you actually get to work on the creation itself, the dirty work of actually writing a song. So there's a lot of value in giving yourself clear, focused, and very specific sort of assignments for songwriting. These kinds of assignments reduce overwhelm, and they give you a sense of purpose. So ironically, restrictions can really free you so that you can work more deeply and more extensively with the limited tools that you have at hand. Restrictions create a sense of focus while you work, and they actually create kind of a sense of cohesion in your finished work too, giving it a stronger sense of purpose and making it sound more deliberate. Here's my favorite part. Sticking to a set of restrictions also gives you a deeper experience with your chosen materials. So prompting yourself to deliberately use a new scale or chord or a new writing technique is a great way to really fix that new bit of knowledge in your memory while creating potentially good work at the same time. And creative restrictions, by the way, are everywhere, not just in music, but also in art. Some songwriters write nothing but blues songs their entire life, a very specific form of song. Some interior designers carefully choose very limited color palettes, like out of millions of available hues, they select just 3 to 5 colors to use in a particular room. Those colors give it a certain look and feel. Music is no different. There are 12 tones in the Western music system. Each basic chord musicians play actually contains just 3 of those 12 possible tones. The pentatonic scale, which has inspired thousands and thousands of blues and rock and pop songs, uses only 5 of those 12 possible tones. So this is what artists mean. You may have heard artists say things like less is more. You can take limited materials and put them to surprisingly rich variations of creative use. And also, another example, haiku authors try to use just a few short syllables to evoke an entire experience for the reader. This simple, miniature poetic form has endured for centuries and attracted thousands of writers. And basically, the haiku is just a set of creative restrictions, right? You have to use a certain number of sounds, or of syllables in English's case, and you have to use it to create a certain kind of effect on the reader. So, restrictions can be very simple. They can also be clever. They can be quite complex. Inventing clever rules that draw interesting work out of you can be a creatively satisfying pursuit all its own. So feel free to inflict multiple restrictions on yourself at once. Maybe you've been learning minor 6 chords, and maybe you've found yourself listening to salsa music, for example. What happens if you mix the minor 6 chord with salsa rhythms? Invent restrictions based on whatever you're learning and whatever you need practice with, anything you're curious about. It never hurts to try something once. Restrictions can also help you out of creative ruts, because there might come a time when you notice yourself turning to certain techniques, certain chords, progressions, song topics, or other patterns over and over again in your work. Sometimes this is a good thing. Maybe you're trying to find the best way to apply a certain technique, or maybe you've found an element of your voice as a songwriter. At other times, though, you may find yourself using a technique as a kind of crutch, and you just find yourself leaning on it over and over again without really learning much. To get yourself out of a rut like that, try using creative restrictions to declare those overused techniques entirely off limits for a little while. Sometimes declaring what you don't want to create is a great first step toward creating something that you like. For example, you might write in your practice journal, "No more songs in the key of C. This next one has to be in a different key. It has to be in A, G, B flat, any key except C." Or, and this is an especially common one, you might get fed up and just say, "Okay, no more love lyrics for like a month." As you're analyzing the work of other songwriters and artists, you might collect interesting ideas for creative restrictions in your practice notebook. Sometimes if you read interviews with your favorite artists about certain works, you'll find they used a specific set of rules to create a certain song or a certain album even. Some artists, like John Zorn of New York City, has created an entire career out of a set of creative restrictions that take up less than a page. So, if you jot down ideas for creative restrictions in your practice notebook, and you regularly use them to quickly write little passages of music, start quickly drafting songs, you'll find that some of them just teach you things and don't really end up being very viable as songs, but others end up being quite promising as the beginnings of a song. So experiment with different creative restrictions. They're a great way to really dig into the work quickly and sometimes stumble upon something that really works. This concludes this session of The Art of Daily Practice. It also concludes this section. So I'll see you again for section 4. Thanks for listening.